As if COVID wasn't enough to worry about, health experts say this winter will be especially severe for childhood infections of respiratory syncytial virus, better known as RSV. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us more.
For most healthy adults, RSV isn't a big deal. But for young children, it's a different story. A new study estimates that worldwide, 1 in 50 deaths of otherwise healthy children under the age of 5 is due to RSV. In high-income countries like the U.S., 1 in 56 babies born healthy will be hospitalized with RSV in the first... In high-income countries like the U.S., 1 in 56 babies born healthy will be hospitalized with RSV in the first year of life.
That's scary stuff. However, I read that nearly all children get an RSV infection by the time they're 2 years old. Their symptoms tend to be similar to the common cold, and they usually recover in a week or two. Which children are particularly at risk?
That's true. Children under 6 months are the most at risk, and especially premature infants. Also, babies younger than 2 years old with chronic lung or congestional... Also, babies younger than 2 years old with chronic lung or congenital heart diseases are at an increased risk. The same is true for young children with weakened immune systems and children who have neuromuscular disorders. Most deaths from RSV happen in developing countries, but we still need to take it seriously in the U.S. There's no vaccine for RSV, and even hospitalizations can have serious, long-lasting effects on a child's health.
How can parents keep kids healthy? Is it similar what they're already doing to prevent the spread of COVID?
Exactly. While usually not as severe, parents can get RSV, so they should keep wearing masks and avoiding large crowds over the holidays, especially if your child falls into one of the high-risk categories. Just like with COVID, wash your hands, clean surfaces, cover those coughs and sneezes, and stay home if you're sick. This is the new normal, but together, we can keep kids healthy.
Together. I like the way that sounds. Thanks, Doug.